You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. There are some technical difficulties in the on-air studio. I will play a song we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. that was Joaquin Nunez and Habara Safari's Ruta de la Crave with the tune Afro Cubanos. Sorry for some massive technical difficulties in the CJSF on air studio as the computer one was frozen. Welcome to episode 38 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station first time at Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, and feature on the SFU Red Leaps hockey. I would like to comment on SFU athletics at this time. On September 22nd, the Red Leafs women's golf started in the Grisham Memorial Shootout in DuPont, Washington. Later on, two SFU athletes earned Great Northwest Athletic Conference Player of the Week honors, Danny Junsu Im of the men's golf and Koji Poon of the men's soccer. Danny Junsu Im was the top GNAC performer in the week of September 15th to 21st. As he fired 11 under par, 205 strokes in the Chico Wildcat Classic for third among 86 golfers. Koji Poon scored the GNAC's first hat-trick in 2005 in the Red Leafs' 4-3 loss to Colorado Mesa on September 20th. On September 23rd, the Red Leafs women's golf team won the two-day Grisham Memorial Shootout in DuPont, Washington, hosted by the St. Martin Saints, where SFU fired 15 over par, 591 strokes, 4 strokes ahead of the runner-up, Western Washington. Just a minute, please. Just a minute. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. Oh, no, no, my script has completely disappeared. Hello? Hello? Oh, my God. Sorry. Oh, boy.
It's okay.
The script has completely disappeared. Okay. I'm going to have...
I'll just play another song.
I'm gonna play another song. Sorry, I will play that song after my commentary on SFU Athletics. Now it's Koji Poon, the second GNAC Player of the Week for the SFU Red Leafs in the week of September 15th and 21st. Koji Poon scored the GNAC's first hat-trick in 2005 in the Red Leafs' 4-3 loss to Colorado Mesa on September 20th. On September 23rd, the Red Leafs women's golf team won the two-day Grisham Memorial Shootout in DuPont, Washington, hosted by the St. Martin Saints, where SFU fired 15 over par, 591 strokes, 4 strokes ahead of the runner-up Western Washington. The Red Leafs were led by Anaya Bandel with 2 over par, 146 strokes per 6, followed by Izzy Ferguson with 1 over par, 247 strokes in a three-way tie for 7th, including teammate Dana Smith. Mira Minhas with 7 over par, 151 strokes in a three-way tie for 14th, and Belle Brzozowski with 13 over par, 157 strokes in a three-way tie for 37th. Kirsten Saladares of University of Hawaii Hilo won the individual crown after firing even par, 144 strokes over two rounds in the two-day Christian Memorial Day shootout won by the Red Leaf women after firing 15 over par, 591 strokes in a field of 13 teams. Three games were on tap for September 25th with both soccer teams in action. First with the SFU women's soccer, who visited Central Washington at CW Soccer Field in Ellensburg, Washington. The Red Leafs opened the scoring at 26-38 as Kiara Scott eluded Wildcat Leighton Minch. And SFU defense, along with goalkeeper Sarah Lowen, made sure the goal stood as they kept Central Washington at bay for a 1-0 win, as Lowen made four saves against the Wildcats for a clean sheet, while Leighton Minch allowed one goal on six Red Leaf shots. Later on, the SFU men's soccer took on West Texas A&M at Toyota Soccer Center in Frisco, Texas, where the Red Leafs dominated the Buffaloes 4-0. SFU got on board at 37 per Koji Poon, doubled their lead 3:32 later on Michael Hennessy, went up 3-0 at 55-11, 10-11 into the second half on Koji Poon's second of the night, and finished the scoring at 75-54, 30-54 into the second half on Kundalini Bien Item Dominic, all on the West Texas A&M backstop Zach Koss, who surrendered four goals on six shots, while the Red Leafs backstop Jordan Thorson earned a clean sheet after three Buffalo shots at Toyota Center in Frisco, Texas. The SFU women's volleyball provided the nightcap as they tripled up the visitors Seattle Pacific 3-1 at the West Gym in the Burnaby campus. The Red Leafs were led by Megan Hawkins with 4 aces, a block, 19 kills, and Davida Hill with a block and 15 kills in their victory against the Falcons. Three events were on tap for September 26. The Red Leafs men's golf started in the two-day Bishop Invitational at the home course in DuPont, Washington. Later on, both SFU swimming teams started in the two-day duel against Biola University at Lansing Pool in La Mirada, California, starting at 4 p.m. I will mention SFU winners, where the distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. The quartet of Lucas Buck, Thomas Bakika, Luka Tomic, Alex Petru at 3:30.71 in the men's 400 medley relay, Kara Kennedy at 5:11.92 in the women's 500 freestyle, Luka Tomic at 4:42.59 in the men's 500 freestyle, Elisa Whitmore at 24.8 in the women's 50 freestyle, and Ivan Velasic at 27.35 in the men's 50 men's breaststroke, as the Red Leafs fell to the Eagles men 98-68, and the Red Leafs women fell 106-64. Eight events were on tap for September 27th. Both cross-country teams were in action in the Western Washington University Bill Rowe Cross Country Classic 2025 at Hovender Homestead Park in Ferndale, Washington. First with women's, who started at 10, where the two Red Leafs women finished in the top two spots in the 6K run, where times were in minutes and seconds, as Rachel Watkins bolted in at 21.02, followed by Reina Makanovic at 21.34. As for the rest, Selin Tastimir clocked in at 21.44.9 for 11th, Veronica D. at 22.04.5 for 21st, 20 points, Dana Thompson at 22.37.7 for 26th, but received 24 points, Stephanie Miller at 23.23.1 for 38th, 31 points, and Arden Mathis at 20.40.1 for 44, 35 points. SFU earned second with 58 points, where top five runners counted, only behind the event host Western Washington with 38 points, as discrepancies between standings and points were due to certain schools having sub top five runners. Later on, the Red Leafs men started at 11 in the Western Washington University Bill Rowe Cross Country Classic 2025. At Hovender Homestead Park in Ferndale, Washington, the Red Leafs were led by Benjamin Schoening in the 8K run, as he dashed in at 24.32.1 for 10th, Peter Konka at 24.56.4 for 21st, 20 points, Braden All at 25.09.7 for 30, 28 points. Jacob Adani at 25.23.4 for 41, 35 points. Maverick Rakola at 26.4.8 for 67, 54 points. Henry Rockbank Uding at 26.14.9 for 73rd, 60 points. And Mark Molina at 26.18.1 for 77, 63 points. As SFU men's earned 147 points among top five runners for fifth, as Western Washington also won the men's team crown with 36 points among top five runners in the Western Washington University Bill Rowe Cross Country Classic 2025 at Homebender Homestead Park in Ferndale, Washington. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf swimming teams completed their two-day duel against the Biola Eagles at Lansing Pool in La Mirada, California, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds, starting at 10 a.m. I believe this probably went 2 hours. I will mention SFU winners. Let me take a look. Because for relays, there was no PDF available back in, well, as early as this morning, but let me see if there are any changes for now. Yeah, I'm sorry about this. Just a minute, please. Okay, I'm just trying to find just a minute, please. Nope, there is no PDF for day two. I don't think they, no, they don't. So, unfortunately, I cannot name the names for medley relays, as the A Quartet won the 200 freestyle relay at 137.94. Let me take a look. Sorry, I mean, there just isn't, you know, for day two, not all the data is available. So that's, the A Quartet won the 200 freestyle women's relay at 139.74. Thomas Bakika in the men's 200 individual relay at 20.85. Elisa Whitmore in the women's 100 butterfly at 57.79. Luka Tomic in the men's 100 butterfly at 51.75. Evan Velesic in the men's 100 backstroke at 51.89. Maddie Connell in the women's 100 freestyle at 54.63, Luka Tomic in the men's freestyle at 48.27, and the A Quartet in the mixed 200 freestyle relay at 134.09, as the Red Leafs men fell to the Eagles men 81.66, while the women's lost 86.62. Both soccer teams were in action on September 27th. The SFU men's visited University of Texas Tyler at Toyota Soccer Center starting at 10 a.m. Pacific. The Red Leafs got on board first at 39:41 on Michael Hennessy's goal on the Eagles' Ryan Luke, but UT Tyler scored two goals in the second half on Oscar Sosa's tally at 65:32 and Hugo Marks, both on SFU's Jordan Thorson, who surrendered two goals on six shots as the Eagles shaded the Red Leafs 2-1. Let me look at the time of the winning goal. Sorry about this. Just a minute, please. Uh, The time for the Hugo Marx goal was 73:27. As for the game, the Eagles shaded the Red Leafs 2-1 as Tyler's Ryan Luke just gave up just one goal on three SFU shots. Later on, the SFU women's soccer visited Northwest Nazarene at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho, starting at 11:30 Pacific. The Red Leafs got on board 10:32 into the game on Caden Sherwood's first goal and jumped to a 2-0 lead at 39:32 on Kara Scott's fifth tally of the season, both on Alex Barras. The Nighthawks got on board in the second half as Cassidy Rose Kelly scored her first at 55:09 on Sarah Lowen, who didn't have to make a save, as SFU kept Northwest Nazarene at bay to win 2-1, where the Red Leafs pumped 10 shots on the Nighthawks' Alex Barras. Later on, the SFU men's golf team completed the two-day 2025 St. Martin's Invitational, where the Red Leafs finished first after firing 30 under par, 844 strokes over three rounds, led by Max Corcoran with 8 under par, 208 strokes, a two-way tie for third, just two strokes behind Ben Crinella of University of Hawaii Hilo, and one behind Ryan Vest of Western Washington University. As for the rest of the Red Leafs, Brendan O'Brien fired 7 under par, 209 strokes, a two-way for fifth. Danny Junsuhim with 3 under par, 213 strokes, a six-way tie for 11th. Justin Bjornsson with 3 over par, 219 strokes, a 5-way tie for 33rd. And Dansby Karlsbo with 5 over par, 221 strokes, a 3-way tie for 42. In the 2025 St. Martin's Invitational, where the SFU men's won the team crown at the home course in DuPont, Washington, the Red Leafs volleyball provided a nightcap for September 27th as they hosted the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets, where SFU swept away the visitors in three straight sets at the West Gym and the Burnaby Main Campus.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Here are the current standings in the Great Northwest Men's Soccer on NCAA Division II. Sierra Pacific, there are no interconference games have been played as of yet. Sierra Pacific are first at 5-1-2. Western Washington are second at 4-2-2. Northwest Nazarene third 3-2-2. Western Washington fourth 2-4-2. Simon Fraser fifth 1-5-2, and St. Martin's last at 1-7.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are... Just a minute, please. Sorry. Today there's another massive technical difficulties. My God. I'm trying to get the women's soccer standings. Sorry about this. Just trying to... Sorry, the mouse isn't working too well. Sorry. Oh, there we go. Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Unlike men's, women's have played interconference games. Simon Fraser are first at 2-0, 5-0-1 overall. Western Oregon are second, 2-0 conference, 5-1-1 overall. Overall records are used to break conference ties. 3 points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a tie. Western Washington, third, 1-0-1-1, 4 points, 3-1-3 overall. Seattle Pacific, 1-1, fourth, 3-2-2, fourth. Montana State Billings, 1-1, conference, 2-4. Central Washington, 6-0-1-1, conference, 1 point, 2-1-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 0-2, conference, 1-5 overall, much like St. Martin's.
Setting things up.
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Welcome to the second half of episode 38 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, along with a feature on the SFU Red Leaps Hockey. First up in the second half is the second band of the hour. It was partially played in the first half. Joaquin Nunez and Havana Safaris, Ruta de la Clave, Mi Changi.